It's absolutely fantastic, and it's ironic because it's a very, very significant year. It's the 400th anniversary of the walls, and so it's significant in that. Derry, Londonderry, legendary is legendary, and the whole idea of legendary evolved from discussions with young people about what they believe the city is and could be. And I suppose what's really significant about this bid, it's been backed by everybody. You know, we've got fantastic cultural champions, but we've got ordinary, extraordinary people here in this city and in this region. And of course the bid is a bid on behalf of the whole of Northern Ireland and indeed the North West. So it's a huge opportunity for our Donegal partners, you know, our partners across the north, as well as those in the south as well.
Now, Noelle, at the minute, the City of Culture, it's just a title.
Uh-huh.
There is no direct government funding. So how's Derry going to use this title to their advantage?
Well, already there have been pledges, particularly from, you know, all sectors really looking at the economic potential. And of course, this is parallel to a regeneration process that ILEX are leading in this city with 1,000 other stakeholders, and it's nothing is in isolation. This is a connected bid, connected to people, connected to the economy, connected to tourism, connected to health and well-being, education and arts and culture. So it's not working in isolation.
And I've read in a few papers that Derry will get to host a number of nationally significant events,
yes,
such as the Brit Awards, Sports,
yes,
Personality of the Year,
yes,
the BAFTAs. Is there truth behind this?
Yes. And again, because it's the UK bid for City of Culture, it's going to attract a lot of, you know, profile, and certainly on behalf of the whole the region of Northern Ireland as well and the North West, you know, that there's an opportunity here to profile and also to commit to specific events.